I'll be traveling.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 30th day of July. The prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to get your physical conditioning squared away. It's going to be different things for different people. We all have a different starting point. We all have different goals. So the first step, if you have any underlying health conditions, is to talk to your healthcare professional prior to doing anything out of the ordinary physically. And once you've got any guidelines from your healthcare professional, then begin. First thing to do is to decide what your goals are. Keep them reasonable. Make sure they're attainable goals. Not, you know, if you start out as a couch potato and you decide you want to be an Olympic athlete in some event, that's not necessarily all that attainable or reasonable. Probably not. No, you need to be incremental and have goals that are within the realm of reality. That's where they need to be, within the realm of reality. It may be just losing weight, which is no small thing. Many people struggle with weight for their entire lives. They do. And you may be one of those people. You may not be. People struggle with other health-related matters, other physical fitness matters, injuries they've had over the years, various health concerns they've had over the years. It doesn't mean there's not room for improvement. It doesn't mean that at all. It means you need to accommodate whatever those past issues were and incorporate them into your reality and work around them. I have my reality for where I am and where I want it to be, and you've got yours. I respect that. But the bottom line is, almost all of us could have better physical conditioning. Almost all of us could have better reserves of strength, both anaerobic strength and aerobic strength. Almost all of us could improve on where we are to get to where we want to be. During a crisis, that won't be an option. you'll be dealing with the day-to-day issues of that crisis, whatever it might be. Discretionary time for physical conditioning is not going to happen. It simply isn't. That would be an extraordinary place to be, to be able to do that. So get started. That's the bottom line. Get started. Don't dwell on what you cannot do. Take joy in what you can do. No, John Moore is not going to run the 100-yard dash in 10 seconds anymore, as I did half a century ago. I can probably run the 100-meter dash, though, in 16 seconds or so. I ran the 100-meter dash as a 60-year-old in 15.7 seconds. I think I could come pretty close to doing that again. My most recent parachute jump was 24 months ago this month. That was a lot. Well, actually, I did a couple over the weekend. It was fun. And I go for walks in the afternoon once the sun breaks down below the horizon a little bit and starts to cool off a bit. Walks on these hills are great exercise. Going out my back door of my cabin and walking only a couple hundred yards is the equivalent of going up the steps of a 10-story building. That's how steep the hill is behind my home. It looks like Leon is off having fun training today instead of with us. And Leon, I hope you're having fun. We will have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I have a concealed carry class coming up this coming Saturday down at Freedom Center USA in Lebanon, Missouri. If you want to join us, be a student at my concealed carry class, I will be issuing a certificate at the end of the day so you can get your Missouri concealed carry permit. The telephone number to sign for the class, I'll give it twice slowly. Sam Anders will pick up the phone. That's 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a good-sized class. Getting all my material ready to go right now as we speak. Well, not during the show, obviously, but there's a lot that goes into preparing for a class like this. And I look forward to meeting everybody that shows up for the class. We had several class members at the memorial service this past Saturday, by the way. The thing I keep coming back to is 15 months soon to be in a couple of days, 14 months before we have a major election, a presidential election, the first Tuesday in November 2020. Well, that sounds like a long way off. November 2020, hey, 14 months doesn't sound too far off to me. That's what it'll be. Let's see, the first of the month is day after tomorrow. Thursday, the 1st of August, day after tomorrow. Yeah, that will fly by. What can you do in 14 months? That's the question. You can do a lot. You can get your first aid CPR training. You can get your ham license. You can establish a safe haven. It may or may not be exactly what you want, but it'll be there for you. Preferably a place where you've got all the potable water you need, a neighborhood of people who think that hunting and fishing and gardening are God's gift to mankind. That would be important. Neighbors that know each other and trust each other. You don't want to live in a place where there's upholstered furniture in the front yard. You don't, seriously. And beer cans everywhere. And a couple of vehicles up on concrete blocks in the front yard. That would not be a wise choice. Now, a place where people take care of their property, take care of themselves, take care of each other. That's the kind of neighborhood you want to be in. A good distance from a major city, obviously. You can acquire the things you need. What are you going to need? Well, you're going to need seeds for gardening. You're going to need food, a 2-year supply of food, preferably. If you don't have potable water on the premises, you need to have a way to filter whatever water is there. Berkey gravity feed water filters are a good choice. I offer those for sale at my website, of course. Medical supplies? There's two parts to that. One is getting the biggest supply you can of whatever pharmaceutical products there are, which is not going to be easy. If they're psychotropic drugs, it's not going to happen. Just forget about that. There's no doctor that's going to put his license on the line for you. That's not going to happen with psychotropic drugs, painkillers. But many other prescription pharmaceutical products, a doctor will write scripts allowing you to get extra supply. It'll still be limited, probably no more than a few months. That's optimistic. So what can you do? Well, learn to use the oils. Leon's not here, obviously. We talk every Tuesday about doTERRA essential oils, about two editions of the same book titled Modern Essentials. The fifth edition, which you can still get on eBay. The 10th edition came out last fall. Between the two books, you'll have the information you need to start substituting one at a time. You don't want to do it all at once. Substituting oils for the prescription pharmaceutical products. That way you can have a lifetime supply of oils where you can only have a 1, 2, or maybe optimistically a 3-month supply of pharmaceutical products. There will be millions of people die simply because they no longer have access to the pharmaceutical products they take every day. Blood pressure medicine, heart medicine, medicine for any number of different things, organ transplant medicines. These are products that stop your body from rejecting the transplanted organ in the body. There's dozens and dozens of pharmaceutical products people take every day of the week to keep themselves alive. And when theirs are gone, they'll die because they didn't know this was coming. They didn't prepare in advance. They didn't get the supply of doTERRA essential oils to substitute and take the place of the pharmaceutical products, and they die. How many people take insulin every day to stay alive? Yeah. Millions of people, millions of diabetics all over this country take insulin every day of the week to keep themselves alive. We got a caller on hold here. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. I was going to call in a little earlier, but I wasn't able to. About water. I don't know if I mentioned this to you or not. I have on 2 or 3 shows. Back in the era of the Haitian earthquake, they had problems with cholera outbreak. I got curious about that, so I did a little research. It's amazing what you can find on the internet pretty easily. I was curious about cholera and the whole deal. Well, I found out that it is a I don't remember if it's viral or I guess it's or bacteria. It is a very big bacteria. You can take a T-shirt, for instance, fold it double, and strain dirty, contaminated water through that T-shirt, and it will strain out cholera. Make it safe. Something I wasn't aware of. And I don't know how many people are, but
well, you know, the T-shirt method will do that, but it won't take out other smaller things that can harm you. So I wouldn't recommend that. Go ahead.
Well, this is true. However, you know, it seems like in when water shortage comes up and you have sanitation problems, that seems to be one of the biggest problems that you have. Now, I just want to throw that out. In a water shortage situation, everybody should look at compost and toilets. These you can build yourself or you can buy them. Basically, what it does is separate the solids from the liquids, and virtually odor-free, and takes no water. And you start considering how much water is used every time you flush a toilet. It adds up real quick.
Right, right. Well, Yeah. California is responsible for that. We got, here in my area, we got these 3-gallon toilets like we do all over the country, which I typically have to flush twice frequently. So we use 6 gallons to flush. But we still have a lot of, five gallon flush toilets in our area also.
A licensed plumber that comes in and sees one of those high-volume toilets here in Texas, by law, they're to confiscate that, put one of those low-flush toilets in, and then take a hammer and destroy a good toilet.
Well, here in Missouri, you can still buy 5-gallon flush toilets in Missouri if you want to. They're reused, but they work perfectly. They'll probably last a
while. So much of this stuff makes you wonder who is responsible and what monetary gain that come out of some of these, nefarious laws and codes and what have you. Just a couple of thoughts that people might want to keep in mind so far as water conservation. Save a lot of water that way. And the thing is, some people say, I take the gray water and flush it. Well, that's fine and good, but when you flush that gray water, what do you got? You've got black water. You've broken down the integrity of that water that otherwise might be more easily used. So, anyway, just a couple food
thank you,
ideas
for thought.
Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the call.
You have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Call number is 800-313-9443. This is kind of a funny segue from that attached to it. Back in the 1970s, there was a water shortage in California, and California restaurants started asking their customers if they wanted a glass of water with their meal instead of just automatically bringing it to the table, which is fine. You've got a water shortage, you're living in the desert with 20 million of your closest friends, and there's a water shortage because you're living in the desert with 20 million of your closest friends there in Greater Los Angeles. I saw the same thing happening in St. Louis. Now, St. Louis has one of the largest rivers on the planet on one side of the Mississippi River, another of the largest rivers on the planet, the Missouri River on another side, and a small but significant river on the south side, the Merrimack River. So St. Louis is basically surrounded by rivers, all the water it ever wanted. And I found it rather ironic that the servers and restaurants in St. Louis, Missouri, were asking their customers if they wanted a glass of water with their meal instead of just automatically bringing it. How crazy is that? But that's how silliness gets transmitted 2,000 miles away from where it is a real problem to where it's not a problem at all. Same thing with these 3-gallon, 5-gallon flush toilets. We got all the water in the world here, all the water we could use and more. But we're stuck with these 3-gallon flush toilets, which, as I mentioned a moment ago, I frequently have to flush twice. So it's a 6-gallon flush. And I'm sure many of you find yourself in the same situation. But if you want to have a 5-gallon flush toilet here in Missouri, you can have one. The plumbers have no mandate to confiscate your 5-gallon flush toilet. And you can still find the 5-gallon flush toilets for sale in yard sales and places like that on Craigslist and things of that nature here in Missouri if you decide you want those. Okay, getting back to the topic at hand and the first step. The first step is the biggest step. The first step is educating yourself that this is real. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 30th of July. This year is flying by, isn't it? The seventh month of the year. Thursday will be the eighth month of the year. Beginning Thursday, we will have 14 months prior to the first Tuesday, November in 2020, the election. Donald Trump will be reelected. There's no doubt in my mind, should be no doubt in yours. Plan B, since they cannot and will not win at the ballot box through the fraud and deception that they've been attempting, this whole consortium of, 15 states trying to subvert the Electoral College, that's not going to work. It's unconstitutional. The purpose of the Electoral College is to prevent us from becoming a democracy. That's the purpose of the Electoral College, is to prevent us from becoming a democracy. Of course, that's what the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims want, is for us to be a democracy. I don't. I don't want to live in a democracy. If you read the Federalist Papers, any time the word democracy comes up, it's not spoken of in glowing terms, to say the least. The Founding Fathers knew full well what a democracy was, and they wanted nothing to do with it. Now, we live in a republic. We live in a constitutional republic. You won't find the word democracy anywhere in the Constitution of the United States. It's simply not there. it's not there. Regardless, plan B is to collapse our economy, to cause civil disorder, possibly have United Nations troops come in here for peacekeeping purposes. Once they're here, they're not leaving, unless we kill them all off. I'll do my share. You'll have to do your share. Will I go looking for them? Probably not. My main concern is going to be taking care of my family. To engage in offensive operations, that's something this cowboy has no interest in. Foreign troops on our soil? Peacekeepers from Pakistan? What a treat that would be. The reputation of United Nations peacekeepers is not a good one. In case you don't know, I'm here to tell you. The reputation of United Nations peacekeepers is not good. They loot, they steal, they rape. Do they commit murder? Probably. That's what they do. Will they come here? Well, most likely they would end up in California first. I can see that happening very easily. United Nations peacekeepers coming to Missouri would be a huge mistake for the peacekeepers. They would find out very quickly that they're not welcome. Now, in the inner cities, they may be welcome for a while. I don't know what would happen there. I think after a reasonably short period of time, they would wear out their welcome very quickly. So the first step, once again, is to educate yourself. Now, on my website, if you want to keep up to date on what's going on, we have a section there called Open Source Intelligence. A friend of mine I met in a homicide investigation I was doing, he's prior law enforcement. He's also a former counterintelligence agent with the U.S. military. He's now retired. He does this every day. Puts this together, gets it posted. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And you can benefit from his work by going to my website at thelibertyman.com and reading it. Just about every day we have, some days he'll miss, but just about every day he will get a new collection of articles from all over the world posted there. I was talking to Stephen Ben Noon a couple of days ago. He's on assignment today. That's why he's not with us. Leon Green is off doing some adventure training someplace. Something I'm probably jealous of. I don't know what it is this week. Leon does a lot of adventure training and not so adventurous training. Leon will be with us on the cruise. Sam Andrews has tentatively made a commitment. It's not firmed up yet. He'll get the dates today. I'll be talking to him and see if I can get a firm commitment out of Sam. You'll meet men and women that you would never, ever meet otherwise on this cruise. Seriously, you will. So Stephen Ben Noon is setting up a conference for he and I, just the two of us, on Friday, February the 8th, in Orlando. It'll probably be a hotel meeting room. I don't know what the venue's going to be yet. Once I do, I will get that to you. Get a notice from my engineer here that there's some extraneous noise. I don't know what that's coming from. It's the nature of live radio. Things come and go. Apparently it's gone for the time being. There is a speech given by the top military general in the Chinese army. It wasn't meant to be heard or known about outside the highest levels of the Chinese military, and you can read it on my website. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday. Next to last day of July. How about that? My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Now smartphone compatible. That was a challenge. Tim Spencer was up to the challenge. He's been very diligent keeping everything squared away and up to date there. There's a lot to do keeping a website current, to say the least. And let's see what we got here. Scrolling down, we've got the video from my wife, Dr. Moore's memorial service this past Saturday. Right next to that, the article I wrote about the coming Second Civil War. A little article of the photograph of me receiving the Prague Peace Prize 2 years ago this month. Yeah, right. Well, and then next roll down, we've got the DVD from the presentation I did in Cincinnati a few weeks ago on Saturday, May the 11th. The articles I was talking about the Chinese general's speech, and then the open source intelligence and so forth. Lots there, lots of things. Scrolling down a little bit farther, something that's real important this time of year, the ultraviolet index. Most people don't know that such a thing even exists. I would say maybe one adult out of 100 knows that there is such a thing as an ultraviolet index. Very important. Skin cancer is not a fun thing to deal with, in case you don't know. It's not. You get to educate yourself. You can put any zip code you want in there. and the Environmental Protection Agency will let you know what the ultraviolet index is for that zip code to that particular day. It's a good deal. Also at my website, if you have issues with arthritis pain, not sleeping well at night, joint pain, you need an energy cleaner. Simply, you do. I shipped one to Canada yesterday, along with a queen-size pad. Or was it a king-size? No, it was a king-size pad. I shipped to Canada yesterday. I ship these things all over the planet. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can use PayPal. You can use MasterCard Visa. You can send me a check. I pack. This is my home business. When you place your order, I pack them up, and I ship them. I do everything I can to make this as easy as possible for people to get their life back. You want to get your life back? You're tired of waking up tired? And it's all right there at my website. The energy cleaner, the mattress pads, you can study up on it, place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't try to contact me through my toll-free order line. That's not wise. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. My passion is to help people be safe. I've been this way basically all my adult life, going back to Vietnam when I saw firsthand, right in front of me, the tragedy of what war really means to men and women, boys and girls. I don't want to see my fellow countrymen go through that. I really don't. I think it may be inevitable. I hope it's not. I pray it's not. But everything I see tells me that it may very well be inevitable, that my fellow countrymen will go through these kinds of hard times, similar to war, if not actual war itself. That's why I do what I do. It's my passion. And there's a lot of work that goes into this, hours a day, every day of the week, to educate myself, to make the connections I need to make, to find the witnesses, to interview the witnesses, get this information to you. It's a passion. And you can benefit from my passion. There's lots of educational material at my website to help you understand what's going on, why it's going on, how it's going to affect you and your family. You can benefit from this. And you should. You should. So wake up and smell the coffee, ladies and gentlemen. My reality is my reality. It may or may not become yours, but all I can do is make it available to you, and then that's your choice to make use of this or not make use of it. That's your choice. I respect that. I do not have an emotional outcome, an emotional attachment to the outcome of your accepting or rejecting this information. I don't. That's up to you. And I respect what you do, and what you do is your choice, and the consequences of your choice are your consequences, not mine. Of course, I hope you make the right decisions. That's a given. Of course I do. On one hand. On the other, the decision you make will have consequences. As I frequently say, life is two things: decisions and the consequences of those decisions. Not doing anything is a decision in itself, isn't it? Of course it is. That's your choice also. I've been at this a long time. Consciously, since my daughter was born, everything changed. The moment she wrapped her tiny little fingers, which had been born only a few minutes, around my pinky, it sent an electric shockwave down my spine, literally, it did. And at that moment, I understood, no ifs, ands, or buts, I understood that I was completely responsible for the health, life, and well-being of this innocent life, this innocent human being, my daughter. It changed everything. And I looked at preparedness in a whole new light. As a young man, a healthy young male, combat veteran, in his mid-20s, I didn't give a whole lot of conscious thought to preparedness because I knew I could take care of myself. But very responsible for an infant, that was a whole different thing. And that responsibility continues now with my grandchildren, still with my daughter, and of course my wonderful son-in-law, great guy. My one grandson is a young adult himself, 22 years old. He doesn't have the life experience I did as a 22-year-old. That's okay. He's got his own life experience, and I respect that. He's a great kid, young man, has a great future ahead of him, and so forth. But I still have a desire to want to protect him and make sure he has a safe haven. He knows that. It turns out he was talking to his roommate recently and said, if the lights go out and the phones don't work, head to Missouri, to Grandpa's house. That's my house. Well, I'm gonna be modifying that and suggesting that he and his mother and siblings and stepfather, that they have a rally point and come down here to Missouri as a group. I think that would be safer and better for the whole family. So I'll be probably putting ink on paper letters to the family members to emphasize that, hopefully get their attention and have them take action to set up a rally point where the family can convoy down here together in two vehicles, maybe three. And I'll set up protocols and put things in place to make that a better chance of being successful. That's what I'll do. I've done these things before. I can do it again. Plan they have now is workable, but not the best. Your family needs a plan, too. It's not unusual for families to be spread out north, south, east, west in this country. In fact, it's about as much the norm as not. It's quite common for families to have siblings, adult children, parents spread out among these 50 states. It doesn't mean it's hopeless. It means you need to make provisions to take care of each other, look out for each other. That's what it means to me. And I will do so. Obviously, if there's people spread out in many different states, it becomes a logistical issue to deal with. Some people are going to shelter in place. Others will try to get to a safe haven with other family members. It's going to vary from family to family, isn't it? There's no one-size-fits-all answer to this. It's more like you do what you got to do for your family. Customize a program for your family. I do private consultations, by the way, if that's something that is an issue for you. You want a private consultation. I do that. Now, the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Most people can figure it out on their own. And if you need a private consultation, we'll do that. So, getting back to the first step, it has to become real in your mind. If it's not real in your mind, if it's not a clear and present danger in your mind, there's no next step at all. It doesn't exist. It can't exist. I'm not suggesting you take the word of radio talk show host as the word. I'm suggesting you take what I say, the references I give. I give references to books and articles that you can educate and read yourself with. If they have the ring of truth to them, if they have the veracity to convince you, then that's great. Once you convince yourself, then you need to convince your team members. Now, that may be easy, it may be difficult, it may be impossible. That's going to vary also, won't it? But do what you got to do. If you get one team member with you to cooperate, that's great. If you get two, that's better. Three is even better. You get up to five or six, then you really got a team. The ideal size for a team would be about 12 adults, by the way. Why do you need that many? Here's why. The number 168 What's that number, John? That's how many hours there are in a week. That's how many hours one adult needs to be awake all week, every week, 168 hours. At least one adult needs to be awake each of those 168 hours. Two people aren't going to do that. Four aren't going to do it. Once you get to about six, it becomes somewhat civilized. Once you get to 12, spreading out that night watch becomes a fairly easy thing to do, especially if you've got one or two insomniacs. Yeah, that's my reality. 168 hours a week. A lady friend of mine, she was going to be part of our group. She declined, moved, I think, three counties north of me. She says, John, will I be safe? And I said, well, sure. How long can you stay awake? That's how long you'll be safe. How long can you stay awake? She got real quiet. She was married to an intelligence operative in Berlin in the early to mid-1960s when the people were being shot to death for attempting to escape communism. She knows how bad it could be. She got real quiet. But that's her decision, and I respect that. She wanted to live up there in a very beautiful location, which she does, and she will be safe as long as she can stay awake. End of story. Hopefully that won't be your decision. I sometimes and frequently see families want to get involved in what I call the island concept of preparedness, where the team buys 20 or 40 acres or more, and they decide they're going to hold off the world. That's not going to work. You need to be part of a community that looks out for each other, a community that takes care of each other. That's what works. That's what will happen out here in these outlying areas. These communities will come together as communities and look out for each other as communities. First responders will still be first responders. The deputy sheriffs, paramedics, the firemen, they'll still be first responders. Even if they're not being paid, they'll still be the first responders. Because that's who they are. The deputies will still do the work as deputies, even if they're not getting a paycheck. The paramedics will still do the work of paramedics, even if they're not getting a paycheck. Maybe not as efficiently, maybe not as well. So if the communications are down, it's not going to be very well at all, but they'll still do what they do, because that's who they are. Time to get started is now. You can do a lot in 14 months. I'm going to start saying 14 months. It'll be 14 months in a couple of days. You can get the basics out of the way. Your first aid CPR training, your ham radio license, ham radio equipment. You need some first aid supplies also, obviously. And move on from there to establish your safe haven. Get that safe haven just as good a condition as you can in 14 months. It may not be beautiful. It may not be luxurious, but it'll keep you alive. That's what the purpose of safe haven is. It's not fun sharing sleeping space with a bunch of other people. I've done it. I've done it hundreds of times in the Army. It's not fun, but you do what you got to do, don't you? And if it takes sleeping in a room with other people that you're not related to, then you do it. And as material becomes available and other shelter becomes available, you improve your shelter so you can have some privacy in your sleeping space. Improve your sanitation conditions as you can. Improve your cooking and food storage conditions as you can. It'll be a work in progress. 99% of your time is going to be spent doing routine domestic things around the safe haven. Child care, food preparation, sanitation items, carpenter work, plumbing work, electrical work, mechanical work, gardening, cutting firewood. That's what 99% of your time is going to be spent doing. 1% or less will be spent dealing with criminals that want to harm you. That's assuming you've got a safe haven in a good location. If you're trying to do this in a suburban area, good luck. That's all I can say. Then that could be reversed. It would not be a pleasant experience. would not be a pleasant experience. The location of a safe haven is critical. You need to be away from urban suburban areas. Bottom line, you really need to be away from urban suburban areas. You don't want to try to live a life like Charlton Heston in Omega Man. That would not be wise. One of my favorite movies, by the way. And of course, Charlton Heston, I did provide security for him one day. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Let's jump to Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 30th of July. For reading really got ignited. Even before that, I had, even in high school, I had subscriptions to 4 to 5 publications that I had coming delivered to me as a high school student and the things I was interested in. And that continues. I really enjoy reading. different genres, and I expect it will be the rest of my life. That's no reason why not. There was a time when I was anguishing over if I had to, say, for example, live on a sailboat. What in the world would I do with my books? Oh, my. It would take a really big sailboat to hold my, just to hold my books. Well, now with Kindles, that's no longer an issue. I could have, I believe, 2,000 books in my Kindle. Amazing. This technology. Yesterday, I had to renew my liability insurance to be a concealed carry instructor, my NRA liability insurance. And a few years ago, it would have been a frenzy of filling out ink on paper forms, faxing them to the insurance company, mailing a check overnight mail to the insurance company to get everything in place by this coming Saturday. Yesterday, what did I do? Point, point, click, click. It was all done online in less than 15 minutes. Everything. And so there's some aspects to this new world of technology that we have that are really helpful and really convenient, I have to admit. They are. And I'm no IT guy by any stretch, but I can get by okay doing the things I need to do on the Internet. Let's make use of it while we got it. Absolutely, let's do that. Make use of it to help you get the skills you need, to help you get the tools and equipment, supplies you need. But why not? Of course, make use of these things. Now, I know many of my listeners do not have Internet access, and if they get by okay without it, that's fine. God bless them. Being out here in this remote area, it's a big help to point, point, click, click, and have a big brown or the big white truck, FedEx or UPS, bring whatever I ordered to my door a day or 2 days or at the most 3 days later in most cases. Very helpful. In the meantime, we've got 14 months to get the skills. The skills are the most important thing. After the most important thing, which of course is spiritual preparedness, the next most important thing is the skills. Once you get the skills of ham radio under your belt, first aid CPR, then it's time to move on to other skills, isn't it? Gardening, animal husbandry, maybe doing mechanical work on your vehicles. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your engine cleaner, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your final team mission. Never, ever get guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.